This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game here in Evanston against the Northwestern Wildcats, and we're delighted to be joined by University President Hank Bounds. We're catching up with him on each and every week. Let's get into what's on your mind this week.
Sounds good. Well, I want to talk about enrollment. We made an announcement a couple weeks ago that our enrollment numbers are really up. Clearly, that is good news for us, but it's also good news for the state and for the economy. And so, you know, closing in on 53,000 students means that we'll produce more talented graduates. It means that we'll meet the workforce needs of Nebraska. But that also means that we're going to be transforming a lot more lives, and it's really all through the power of education. But we can't rest. We've got to think about what the next step looks like. Our economy demands in the future that we produce even more graduates. You've heard numbers of enrollment around 60,000 or 70,000. And the truth of the matter is we should shoot for the moon here. It's important to our state. And so as excited as we all are about increasing enrollment, it's just like a Husker football win. You got to put that win behind you, and you've got to think about what the next steps are, and you got to go to work right now.
That's a great analogy. Well, what kind of things are you and the university preparing for when it comes to getting that next big win in enrollment?
Sure. So, you know, the first thing I think we all have to recognize is that over the course of the next decade, more than 70% of all jobs in Nebraska will require some education beyond high school. And so that means that we've got to get to work right now producing more educated adults. When you think about the fact that 1 in 7 working-age Nebraskans hold an NU degree, it means that we're really working hard to meet the workforce needs, but we've got to get more. And so I think there are 2 or 3 points that I would make there. First, we need to expand access for first-generation minority, low-income, rural, and other underrepresented students across this state. Second, we have to be more thoughtful about how we attract more non-resident students, including students from other countries. And then third, we'll have to connect with more students using technology. We have thousands and thousands of students across this state, or adults across the state, that have some education beyond high school but haven't completed a degree. Technology will be one of the best tools that we can use to help them cross the finish line.
Okay, well, after you get them here, well, how about trying to keep students in school and make sure that they don't drop out? Let's get into that.
Well, we've got to make certain that school's affordable, and I think we've done a really good job of keeping our pricing at a good place. We're much less expensive than anyone else in the Big Ten. We're setting up programs like College Bound Nebraska, which provides full tuition coverage for all qualifying Nebraska students. An enormous percentage of our students receive financial aid. Also, each NU campus supports their students in many ways. And so some examples might be learning communities that allow students in the same academic programs to live and take courses together. We have early intervention initiatives for at-risk students. We're building strong advising programs, and the list really goes on and on and on in terms of what we're doing to ensure that when students come here, that they're successful.
I'm visiting with Nebraska President Hank Bounds here on Halftime. We're talking about growing the number of students that come into the university. Let's look at getting those students out of college with those degrees as well.
Well, so, you know, when I think about a university degree, I think about a 4-year deal, not a 5-year deal, not a 6-year deal. When you think about it, when students leave here, or when students come here and they take a 5th year to graduate, that's really the largest tuition increase that they could possibly get. So they're paying for tuition for another year, they're paying for room and board for another year, they're paying books for another year. But more importantly, they're missing out on a year's worth of wages. And when you add all of those things together, that's an enormous tuition increase. And so we're really putting all kinds of measures in place. It's wrapped around a strategy that we call Commit to Complete, which is a 4-step plan that helps students stay on path to an on-time graduation. We're going to make certain commitments to students. We want them to make commitments to us. Most all of our degree programs are capped at 120 hours, so the quick math there is that if students take and successfully complete 15 hours each semester, then they graduate in 4 years. College should be a four-year deal, not longer.
So in your opinion, is lowering debt a big driver when it comes to students finishing college on time?
Well, you know, first of all, I'd say that our debt for most of our students, for all of our students, is in a really good place. We're much lower than our peer averages, but we need to work harder to help educate students about the fact that they need to only borrow the money that they need. They don't need to take that fifth year. I mean, that in many cases, it's much as 20% more to their debt. And so it's really all about educating the current students that we have and students in middle school and high school and their parents about how to be good money managers, about how to stay focused, finish in 4 years. We just don't want students to leave here with the burden of having to pay back debt when everything else is already so competitive. And so we're doing a lot of work there. More work needs to be done, but I feel good about the direction that we're headed.
Sounds like a win-win for students, Nebraska, and you. Thanks as always. Great to see you. We'll be back in Lincoln next week.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds, University President, with us here at Halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.